Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipes is for frozen churros in the air fryer. But I should make a big confession here and say that the first time I bought some frozen churros was at a supermarket in Spain on our way back to Portugal. I was silly enough only to buy one box. I air fried them for too long because we had the double XL air fryer at the time and it was a lot more powerful than our normal air fryer. And then I had to look at these burnt churros on our website for 4 years because it took me 4 years to find some frozen churros again that came without a nutty chocolate sauce and just came with a plain chocolate sauce. I was absolutely gutted and I eventually found some, so I'm so glad I did. So for this recipe, you need one box of churros, Philips air fryer or similar, and then some extra virgin olive oil spray that you can spray the churros with. And then place them into the air fryer basket. It's fine that they're still frozen. And air fry for 4 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit. Then shake the churros. Spray with olive oil and cook for a further 2 minutes at 200 Celsius, 400 Fahrenheit. Then place into a bowl and toss the cinnamon sugar packet with the churros. Or if you don't have a cinnamon packet, add the churros to a bowl with a teaspoon each of cinnamon and granulated sugar. And then serve with warm chocolate sauce for dipping. Or another alternative you can do is if you want to warm up the chocolate sauce in the air fryer, is that when you do the last 2 minutes of cook time at 200 Celsius, also add your chocolate portion to the air fryer too, and it will warm up at the same time that the churros finish cooking. And it's just a brilliant little hack that you can do for many of the frozen foods that you get that come with their own dipping sauce, and you don't want to have to wait for the dipping sauce to defrost and be edible. And of course, churros are fantastic from frozen in the air fryer. So if you can get hold of some, do try them the air fryer way. Thanks so much for listening. And I just love talking about all my favourite air fryer recipes with you so that you can recreate them at home. And if you've not heard, it's getting closer and closer and closer to the release date of our air fryer cookbook. And to celebrate this, we are now running a giveaway. And this is for anybody can enter this giveaway that has pre-ordered our air fryer cookbook. And it's the opportunity to win our complete air fryer accessories and the accessories we use in the air fryer the most, which is valued at over £150 worth of air fryer accessories. As well as this, you'll get, without having to enter the giveaway, this is yours for free just for pre-ordering. And that's our time and temps chart, which covers all the main air fryer recipes that we do the most, that we don't need to consult a cookbook all the time to do them, and we just want that time and temp list on our fridge for easy access, such as wanting to know the time and temp for cooking some chicken breasts, or maybe you want to cook some frozen French fries in the air fryer. We've got all this covered for you in here. So if you head over to RecipeThis.com, search giveaway, you'll find out all the details about getting your time and temp chart, pre-ordering if you haven't done so already, as well as entering the competition for the chance to win our massive air fryer accessories bundle. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to share even more air fryer recipes with you.